way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery and murder. It is not a war of each against all. Anarchists stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism, autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism, anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom.
Tune in to Subversion 1312, the 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Tuesday from 9 till 10 p.m. on 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZFM.org.au.
How about trying this future on for size?
By the way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself. Thank you. Just a little thought. I'm just trying to plant seeds. Maybe one day they'll take root. I don't know. You try. You do what you can. Kill yourselves. Seriously, though, if you are, do. No, really. There's no rationalization for what you do, and you are Satan's little helpers, okay? Kill yourself. Seriously. You're the ruiner of all things good. Seriously. No, this is not a joke. It's going to be a joke coming. There's no fucking joke coming. You are Satan's spawn, filling the world with bile and garbage. You are fucked and you are fucking us. Kill yourself. It's the only way to save your fucking soul. Kill yourself. Plant seeds. I know all the marketing people are going, he's doing a joke. There's no joke here whatsoever. Suck a tailpipe, fucking hang yourself, borrow a gun from a Yank friend. I don't care how you do it. Rid the world of your evil fucking machinations. Whatever, you know what I mean. I know what all the marketing people are thinking right now, too. Oh, you know what Bill's doing? He's going for that anti-marketing dollar. That's a good market. He's very smart. Oh, man, I am not doing that, you fucking evil scumbags. Oh, you know what Bill's doing now? He's going for the righteous indignation dollar. That's a big dollar. A lot of people are feeling that indignation. We've done research. Huge market. He's doing a good thing. God damn it, I'm not doing that, you scumbags. Quit putting a goddamn dollar sign on every fucking thing on this planet. Ooh, the anger dollar. Huge. Huge in times of recession. Giant market. Bill's very bright to do that. God, I'm just caught in a fucking web. Ooh, the trapped dollar. Big dollar. Huge dollar. Good market. Look at our research. We see that many people feel trapped. If we play to them and separate them into the trapped dollar, how do you live like that? I bet you sleep like fucking babies at night, don't you? What'd you do tonight, honey? Oh, we made arsenic childhood food now. Good night. Yeah, we just said, you know, is your baby really too loud? You know. Yeah, it'll, you know, the mums will love it, yeah. Sleep like fucking children, don't you? This is your world, isn't it?
Good evening, and welcome to Subversion 1312-1312. You're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Thanks very much to Lindsay for the New Zealand show. And like Lindsay, I'm here by myself tonight. All the other Subversion people are off on little missions, little Subversion missions. It's just after 5 minutes past 9 o'clock. Coming up on tonight's show, we have the segment Language Warning, Not the Fucking News, which we premiered last week. We've also got The Fucking News, which we were going to play last night, but it ended up that that was another Not the Fucking News. We've also got a little piece on Affinity, that Submedia and the Renaissance Audio Distro, Anarchist Audio Distro, did. And they're part of the Channel Zero Network, which this show is part of as well, which is channelzeronetwork.com.au. Got some good tracks lined up as well, and also Bad Cop, No Donut. I just want to say hi to a listener I just found out that that we have in so-called Canada, and I was very chuffed to hear their praise of the show. So thanks very much for your support. And that was a shout out. I realized that a mashup of shout out, which is becoming a bit of a cliche these days. So a mashup of shout out is actually shout, which brings it right back down to basics. I'm going to play a song now by Dick Nasty, and it's called Madman at the Helm. And after that, I might just quickly talk about Trump's visit to London, which we mentioned last week. Was Dick Nasty and Madman at the Helm, and Donald Trump is the madman of the helm of America. Generally has been seen as the most powerful person in the world, and the world is getting very scary. And last week we mentioned that a giant blimp was going to be flying over London to coincide with President Trump's visit, and President Trump felt unwelcome. He is quoted in the media as saying that he always liked London, and he's sure that the people of England like him, but he felt that maybe this giant baby Trump blimp was maybe slightly unwelcoming. There's not a lot of news I've been able to get about the protests, except that 250,000 people protested, and a lot of people thought it was a bit of a liberal fest. Kind of people who are not anarchists, although apparently there were Antifa members there. But unfortunately, I haven't been able to find any news about it. So there was another action which was shared with me by Riot Turtle from Enough is Enough, and there was a quick visit to the Home Office in solidarity with migrants after the Trump rally. So after that demo, a group went to the Home Office in solidarity with migrants resisting raids in Chinatown. And it says here, clearly anger against immigration enforcement is more widespread than we'd imagine, because there was a car with a smashed windscreen, one of the vans that they used. The demo expressed solidarity with migrants resisting the raids in Chinatown this week, and anger and sorrow at the killing of a 23-year-old Sudanese migrant in Newport. And certainly in Australia, our immigration department, actually I think Home, whatever it's called, Home Affairs Office, now is causing a lot of angst and anger over here. Something coming up is the Freedom Flotilla to West Papua, which Izzy Brown from Combat Wombat, who we often interview about her latest exploits, is heading. And they've been trying to get boats, and one of the boats in there before, the POG, unfortunately had to be sold, but they got a new boat. I'm hoping to interview Izzy and some other people about the Free West Papua Flotilla. Right now, I have a song by KRK, and it's called Free West Papua. It is 15 minutes after 9 o'clock on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Our future in the land of our ancestors, but they brutalize all my brothers, and they come and I said, we have a new dignity, just good enough to live and die, slavery. They say we have no dignity, just good enough to live in their slavery. But then my colonization bring us so much illusion. Now that we understand what they really put in our hand, we say free West Papua, hands of invaders. Free West Papua, and indigenous people.
We want our God-given rights to make our own decision. To be free is our mission, independence our vision. It's a long time now we've been living in this prison, struggling and fighting against this vile oppression. We've lost families and friends, well it's dying ever in this load. It's getting heavy and my back is getting bent. When will it end? When will freedom be sent? All we want to be is violence is just an illusion. Yeah. You can brutalize some people, but not a nation. So we, the children of the Simpson, we say no more assassination. This ain't no order. We remember it.
Free West.
said no more longing.
Yes, Papua.
And I'm a mining.
Yes, Papua.
Referees.
Yes, Papua.
My ancestors, Jimmy.
Yes, Papua.
So we say free. Yes, Papua. Hands of invaders. Free. Yes, Papua. Indigenous people like.
20 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is Subversion 1312. I am Linda here by myself tonight. And now it is time to hear not the fucking news. Language warning. And this is news that I've prepared.
You're on Subversion 1312, and this is not the fucking news. News the ruling elites don't want you to hear. ...33-year-old Iranian civil rights activist and dissident Mariam Faradi has been found dead after disappearing earlier in July. Ms. Faradi's lawyer says relatives have identified her body, which was burnt near her car and belongings. Her ex-fiancé has been arrested and charged with her murder, but because of Faradi's involvement in the protest against the regime, there are suspicions her murder involved Iranian security forces. On January 2 this year, in the heat of widespread uprising against the Islamic Republic's establishment, Faradi had been detained for 10 days and gone under interrogation in the Intelligence Ministry Ward 209 in Tehran's notorious Evin prison. New legislation decriminalising abortion will be voted on by Queensland Parliament next month. The proposed laws will make abortion available up to 22 weeks and provide safe access zones around abortion clinics. In Queensland, women face jail terms up to 7 years and doctors up to 14 years for terminating a pregnancy under a law dating back to 1899. Some abortion clinics do operate currently in Queensland using some legal loopholes to perform the procedure. Women in remote areas have less access to free, safe abortion. In 2010, a Cairns couple were charged but later acquitted. This is the most recent criminal proceedings related to abortion in Queensland. With the support of minor parties, the bill may pass, but could be blocked by Conservative members of Parliament, including members of the ruling Labour Party. The Liberal opposition in Queensland have passed a resolution which is basically an attack on transgender and gender diverse people. If elected to Parliament, they would seek to have 1. Recording the sex assigned at birth on every Queensland birth certificate. 2. Reversing any existing changes of sex for post-op transgender people with the effect of taking away their legal recognition at law. Using only this sex assigned at birth on all government documents. And creating a publicly searchable register so any transgender people in society can be easily located and outed. Due to moves in other states, it seems like this is a national movement likely to have an impact on federal law. Following the resolutions of the Victorian State Liberal Party, the intention seems to be to remove the legal and social possibility of transgender people living normal lives in Australia. July 25 is the International Day of Solidarity with Anti-Fascist Prisoners. The day is important since the worldwide struggle against the nightmare of fascism and the far right is growing and intensifying. Reports of racist and bigoted attacks, harassment of journalists, demonization of refugees and immigrants, non-white, of course, are escalating, as well as the presence of fascist far-right groups. It's time to stand together against these threats and in solidarity with those incarcerated for doing so. The International Day of Solidarity originated as a day of solidarity with Australian Jock Palfreyman, who had served a 20-year sentence in Bulgaria for defending two Romani men from an attack by fascist football hooligans. By taking part in the Day of Solidarity, we can break down the borders and build an international response against fascism. You could have an event, raise money, or dedicate an action to these comrades. It's important we simultaneously strengthen our local movements by ensuring that those who have acted to protect our communities against the fascist threat are never forgotten, and create the links of a powerful international solidarity which can transcend both the prison and the border's walls. Until all are free, use the hashtag J25Antifa. You can contact nycantifascistaction@gmail.com, and a global list of Antifa prisoners is available on our site, subversion1312.tk, via New York Antifa. There's also a link to the International Anti-Fascist Defense Fund you might like to donate to. Anarchist prisoner Sohil Arabi is still under torture and is denied medical attention in Tehran prison's quarantine while having a broken nose and bruising, swollen eyes. Prison officials have not transferred him to a hospital despite his condition. The torturers have kicked him in the nose and hit him on the nose with their batons. Even in the quarantine, he is in shackles, causing deep wounds around his ankles. In the past, when he was taken to the hospital, they even jumped on his shackled ankles with their boots. There is a police kiosk in the southern side of the hospital where prisoners who are being transferred for medical care are beaten by soldiers. And now some Antifa. Two prominent far-right figures from the so-called Canadian scene. Two prominent far-right figures from the Canadian scene, Lauren Southern, Claude Shush, and there's anarchist dog Claude getting ready to fight the hate. Two prominent far-right figures from the Canadian scene, Lauren Southern and Stefan Mullinex, are touring Australia this month. The Australian Football League has been combating allegations of racism for some time now. It's a little surprising then that the venue for the first leg of their tour, Hate Speech Tour, was the home of the AFL in Cairns. Banned from the UK for her racially provocative idiocy, she's been welcomed by Mr. Potato Head, our Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, and celebrated by News Corps. Brisbane Anti-Fascist Action has called an action for when they visit Brisbane. Lauren Southern is a notorious racist and Islamophobe. She is known for her involvement in the racist attempts to obstruct non-government organisations' search and rescue boats trying to help shipwrecked migrants in the Mediterranean. She also released a book titled Barbarians: How Baby Boomers, Immigrants, and Islam Screwed My Generation. And now I know who to blame. Stefan Mullinex has made a name for himself on the far right by advocating for the men's rights movement in the manosphere and for advancing extreme anti-refugee and Muslim ideas. There's a Facebook event you can join to get updates about the action. The guest list is hidden, so no need to worry about outing your intention to attend. The venue won't be known until 24 hours beforehand, so you need to be alert but not alarmed. When the venue is known, give them a call, email, or review and ask them why they're hosting a conference for racism and misogyny. Brisbane Anti-Fascist Action will provide all of the contact details. Finally, get Brisbane ready to show the world we won't tolerate hate. Spread the word, July 29 at 8 p.m. You're listening to Subversion 1312 on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Triple Z 102.1 FM, and just before that song by Stage Bottles called Sometimes Anti-Social, Always Anti-Fascist, you heard the latest segment, Language Warning, Not the Fucking News, and I hope to develop that segment more and more as time goes on. After we've heard Not the Fucking News, we're going to hear now the fucking news from the submedia with the stimulator. And this is more about fascists.
Best part about the Proud Boys is I get to surround myself with with a bunch of guys who have a lot of core values.
Most guys my age are just basically interested in sitting at home, masturbating, eating Cheerios, and playing video games.
Masturbation is lack of impulse control.
Shit.
Shine, motherfuckers. I'm your host, The Stimulator, and this is the fucking news.
When I'm on the run, when I'm on the run, all I gotta do is dial 911.
911,
what's your emergency?
I need milk right now!
In the United States, anger continues to mount against the Whitey White House fucked up policy of snatching brown babies from their parents' arms and throwing them in big box concentration camps. And in recent weeks, calls to hashtag abolish ICE have jumped from the radical fringe to the motherfucking mainstream.
I think ICE should be abolished.
We should abolish ICE.
Get rid of it. Start over.
Their mission, I think, is very much in question.
No borders, no nations, stop the deportations.
ICE has a PR problem.
A couple years ago, Democrats were voting to fund the border wall, and now they want to abolish ICE.
Some of them are calling really for anarchy over authority.
Right.
Caving to the shitstorm of popular fucking outrage he'd unwittingly unleashed on June 20th, the Orange One signed an executive order bringing a formal end to the racist policy of forced family separation, swapping it out for the still racist but more lucrative policy of locking children up with their families indefinitely in private for-profit prisons.
Ooh, that's dirty.
But even this poorly polished up turd of a compromise came too late, because by that time, the genie was already out of the fucking bottle. On June 17th, a crowd in Portland spontaneously swarmed an ICE detention facility and set up a blockade, trapping La Migra in their cubicles, blocking their pizza delivery guy, and jacking their cheesy bread. Over the next couple of weeks, so-called Occupy ICE protests spread, with physical encampments popping up in New York, San Francisco, Tacoma, Philly, Louisville, Atlanta, Detroit, Charlotte, San Diego, LA, and motherfucking Wichita.
I am here in Wichita. We are occupying ICE.
Despite the constant attempts by the Democratic Party to recuperate this issue and channel it towards midterm elections, the legit fucking rage and impromptu solidarity shown on the streets by this movement has been impressive, and the tactical use of barricades have proven effective in shutting down ICE detention and immigration processing facilities and gumming up the fucking gears of the United States deportation machine. But like the Occupy movement that it's drawn its inspiration from, many of the Occupy ICE encampments have been seriously fucking hampered by the peace police, including operatives from the state and local leadership of the Democratic Socialists of America, or DSA. In a craven display of authoritarian bootlicking, these would-be politicians have kicked anarchists out of the occupations over minor acts of vandalism, thrown their more militant DSA comrades under the bus, and generally tried to maintain a friendly relationship with the pigs.
We love our cops, our law enforcement.
Shut the fuck up.
But since these DSA turd tokers love authority so fucking much, they've given themselves bright orange vests, reminiscent of grade school hall monitor uniforms, making them easy to identify. So you know who to give a wedgie to once the adults are out of sight. And just like Occupy, calls for nonviolence have been met with heavily militarized police raids that have so far succeeded in clearing out the occupation sites in Atlanta, Philly, and San Francisco. It remains to be seen if this movement will be able to recover from the raids of their camps and shift their tactics and strategies accordingly. But in the meantime, be sure and show some love to peeps who have already been arrested in the fight against ICE. Just check out the show description for links to how you can help. And in other fucking news, the alt-right shitlords behind last summer's Unite the Right clusterfuck in Charlottesville, Virginia, have announced plans for a sequel, set to take place over the weekend of August 11th and 12th. Since a bunch of the dipshit organizers of last year's debacle are being currently sued by the pissed off residents of Charlottesville,
it is now time for me to lawyer up.
It looks like this time around, the shit show will be shifting to DC. It remains to be seen what kind of forces the alt-right will be able to muster, since sweater vest fascist Dick Sphincter has made it clear that he doesn't find rallies fun anymore, and the Turd Wankers party fell apart after its leader, Matt Hindlegs, got caught fucking his second-in-command's wife, and the two got into a straight-up trailer park fistfight. But if their recent better-than-expected showing in Portland was any sign, they could come ready to rumble. We'll be sharing more deeds as they become available. But for now, save the fucking date, y'all.
Let's have a discussion about, is it right? Is it okay to punch a Nazi?
Yeah, I went to history class, right? You didn't just skip the shit and go play ball in the gym?
Yo, your father, like, your great-great-grandpappy probably has a box full of Nazi ears that he cut off.
And lastly, on Friday, July 6th,
all motherfucking charges against the remaining J20 defendants were dropped.
Out! We fucking killed it!
Not only does this epic fucking victory mean peace will be spending decades in the clink, but it's also deliver a resounding
fuck you
to the U.S. Justice Department and the D.C. Metro Police.
Who's the loser now?
And throwing a serious fucking wrench in the state's overall attempts to criminalize anarchists and anti-fascist resistance in the age of Trump. A huge whoop whoop to all the peeps who've been busting their ass for the past year and a half to get these charges beat, and to all the comrades who were solid as fuck in the dock. Y'all are fucking heroes.
Bully this bitch!
And that's all the fucking news for today. This summer's been a scorcher, so help me pay for my AC bill. Shoot me some ducats at sup.media/donate. Buy a shirt or a coffee cup with my face on it, or pick up one of our brand new Black Block t-shirts at sup.media/gear. And remember to follow me on all your mass surveillance and mind control platforms. Just search for Stimulator. Hasta la pasta, compañeras.
And that was not the fucking... now, this is getting confusing, and I'm wondering, I haven't told Franklin Lopez from Submedia yet about how I've done not the fucking news when he does the fucking news. But I hope it's okay, but it is getting a bit confusing. It's 20 minutes to 10 o'clock. You're on Subversion 1312 on 4ZZZ. And with that talk of fucking Nazi, of punching Nazis, I just wanted to play a few clips about punching Nazis.
And it all started, you know, it all started with that stupid Richard Spencer article, like, near the end of last year, right? It was like, oh, look at this dapper Nazi who doesn't dress the way we thought he would. Here's an in-depth interview where he gets to hear all of his fucked up ideas in a mainstream media outlet, which then led to more interviews with other Nazis in mainstream media outlets. Mm-hmm. And then Richard Spencer got punched in the face, right? Which was an amazing moment in comedy history, right? Because, I don't know if you know, Richard Spencer was being interviewed, and in the interview he was asked about his Pepe the Frog badge. So he was trying to explain a meme, and then out of nowhere a hero came along and punched him in the face, instantly turning him into a meme. It's like casting a spell. And then every white liberal came out of the woodwork going, I don't know if that's what we should be doing. Should we really be applauding someone for punching a Nazi? Is that how we want to have political conversation? Shouldn't we hear people out? If you punch a Nazi, it doesn't make you as bad as one. You know what we should do with Nazis? We should debate them, and we should defeat them in the marketplace of ideas. I don't really know where that is. I would like to defeat Nazis on planet Earth first. And then after we eradicate them here, you can fight them in the marketplace of ideas. Fucking Narnia, Mordor. Whatever imaginary realm it is that you think Nazis can be constructively debated, go for it, right? People get very upset. Oh, do you support political violence? Do you want me to support political... Just slow down, okay? Do I support political violence? We're talking about punching fascists in the face, not suicide bombing, okay? Relax. Why do I support political... why the fuck are you a volunteer Nazi safety advocate is my question. That's a funny thing to be concerned about, the well-being of hypothetical Nazis. Well, it's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope. Who gets to decide? Who gets to decide who gets punched in the face? If you punch a Nazi, who's next? Hopefully more Nazis. But why would you only punch one? That doesn't seem right.
Master Ken here with another secret street fighting tip. Recently I was perusing news on the internet and I saw that Nazis have once again become a danger to Americans in this country. This means two things. One, Hitler has succeeded in sending Nazis, time traveling Nazis, through time, because they're time traveling, so they travel through time from the height of his regime back in 1972 to 2017 present day, most likely with the mission of assassinating the great-grandchildren of Indiana Jones. Two, this means that we need to be ready to defend ourselves. So, that's why this video is called How to Punch a Nazi. According to my research, most modern-day Nazis are walking around wearing polo shirts and carrying torches to find their way around in the dark of night, which makes sense because the flashlight wasn't even invented until 1981, so they wouldn't know what those are. But I must say, if you're in the habit of walking up and just punching a Nazi, two things. Number one, that's not legal, okay? So you better have a good lawyer. I don't recommend that you do that unless you can prove that they were an imminent threat to you. Number two, I'm seeing improper form. I'm seeing a lot of punching like this, okay? With just the bottoms here, okay, of the palms, by a group known as Antifa, which I believe stands for Antifashionistas. They are so enraged seeing grown white men wearing polo shirts, cargo shorts, and usually flip-flops, they just run up and they just go like this, okay? Luckily, I find that if you just get close enough to a Nazi, sort of invade their personal space a little bit, they are most likely to throw the first strike, in which case your counterpunch is gonna be totally justified. Average Nazi strike looks like this. Okay, kind of an outward knife hand sort of a deal. In this case, he's throwing the left, which is the alternative to the right, so we call this strike the alt-right, okay? So, he throws, I'm gonna get underneath, rake the eyes, okay? I'm gonna throw an anchored punch that he will not see coming. Lock the arm, rake the eyes again, come over the top with a hook punch, okay? Then I'm gonna rake the eyes again. That would be the third Reich, okay? Then I'm going to ambush him with a triple punch. Incidentally, it turns out that most Nazis are named Craig. I don't know why. But that's why we call this move the Blitz Craig. Okay. At that point, he is going to want to use the one weapon he has left, which is torch. I'm going to move out of the way and use it against him. In this case, you're going to want to extinguish both flames, not only the primary flame, but this one down here, you're gonna get a twofer out of that because this flame happens to be on his face. And of course, as always, restomp that Nazi groin. So, I'm Master Ken. That was another Geheimen Straben Stolzspitch. Oops. Doesn't sound right. Siri, how do you say secret street fighting tip?
Not everybody has to obey. Not everybody has to be church. Not everybody has to obey.
All together?
Yep.
All together.
All together.
Subversion.
One, three.
One,
two.
Three.
Three.
One.
One.
Two.
Two. One, three, one, two.
One.
One, two. I mean three.
Two. The 4ZZZ Anarchy Show.
Not everybody has to obey.
economic justice, people breaking things, fighting for peace and justice in the world, and economic justice, people breaking things.
We like make poor countries poorer with our World Bank and IMF. It's just bullshit.
People breaking things.
J.W. Bush, the new Hitler.
People breaking things.
10,000 students in the streets. 10,000 students in the streets.
J.W. Bush, the new Hitler.
People breaking things.
J.W. Bush, the new Hitler.
People breaking things.
But what is the World Bank doing? Supporting the nation. Supporting destruction. But what is the World Bank doing? Supporting corruption. Supporting destruction.
The politics.
They're representing the real terrorists in the world.
The politics.
He represents that money.
They're representing the real terrorists in the world.
The politics.
He represents that money.
They're representing the real terrorists in the world.
He represents that money.
There is no reason to use violence.
The major media source is not telling us the truth. The major media source is not telling us the truth. The major media source is not telling us the truth. The major media source is not telling us the truth.
But what is the World Bank doing? Supporting pollution. But what is the World Bank doing? Supporting destruction. But what is the World Bank doing? Supporting corruption. But what is the World Bank doing?
Micro platform and people breaking things slash the chains, and our comrade in Italy, Cuz, who does our Facebook page, which is Facebook Sub Aniki Show. He is involved with the Rap Militante International, who put out that compilation where that came from. And thank you once again to Cuz for helping our social media presence. I'm getting a bit bored of Facebook, but I found another thing called Mastodon, Mastodon. It's an open source social networking site. So I've started on that. So far, there seems to be lots of Japanese language, which I can't understand, and porn. But I've got to fine-tune my news feed. Renaissance Audio and Submedia teamed together for this anarchist ABC, ABC of Anarchism, and this is called Affinity Beyond Friendship.
Many draw back in front of affinity. It is, in fact, a lot easier and less demanding to sign up to something, be it an organization, a permanent assembly, or an environment and to take up and reproduce formal characteristics rather than undertaking a long and never exhausted research for comrades with whom to share ideas, analysis, and eventual projects. Because affinity is exactly this, a reciprocal knowledge between comrades, shared analysis that lead to perspectives of action. Affinity is therefore directed on one hand towards theoretical deepening and on the other towards intervention in social conflictuality. It aspires to the sharing of ideas and methods, and it does not have as a goal an infinite growth. For some comrades, one of the main preoccupations, even though often well hidden, seems to remain the number. How many are we? What should we do to be more? From the polarization on such a question to the argument that if today we are not many, this is given by the fact that many others do not share our ideas, deriving the conclusion that we should, to grow numerically, avoid putting too hard of an accent on certain ideas. Affinity is not the same thing as friendship. Of course, the two do not exclude each other. The search for affinity occurs on an interpersonal level. It is not a collective event, a group affair, where it is always easier to follow than to think for oneself. The deepening of affinity is evidently a matter of thought and action. But in the end, affinity is not strictly about carrying out an action together, but rather a starting point from which to then pass to action. It is true that the search and the deepening of affinity require a lot of time and energy, and that therefore it is not possible to generalize it to all comrades. The anarchist movement of a country, of a city, or even of a neighborhood cannot become one big affinity group. It is not about enlarging different affinity groups with more comrades, but to make possible the multiplication of autonomous affinity groups. The search, the elaboration, and the deepening of affinity leads to small groups of comrades that know each other, share analysis, and pass together to action.
Is Don in the booth? He's ready. Okay, here we go. Loosen up, camera two. Cameras one and three, that's fine.
In five, four, three, two,
cue lights, one. Music.
Now entering the studio are today's contestants.
This is Jeopardy!
Throngs mourned August Spies, one of these no-government types, hanged in 1887 for his role in the Haymarket riots. Man.
What is an anarchist?
That's it.
My favorite thing is
anarchy.
That's right, so we're not playing Anarchy tonight, but having listened to that piece, Affinity Beyond Friendship, maybe you can answer some Jeopardy questions, or in fact write your own, which is harder than it seems. It's 5 minutes to 10 o'clock. The Colonel is here for nothing but the blues, and we're just about done for Anarchy Show this week. Just some brief police news. We've mentioned before a police officer on the Gold Coast who used the database to find the address of a domestic violence victim and leaked it to her ex-husband, and it's now revealed that actually that was a year ago. Isn't it great when you check what's going on? However, it's still relevant, and there's lots going on with the Gold Coast police, and this is why you have to be careful when you go into Facebook groups about police, because they don't always post exactly up-to-date news. And also a shocking video of a death in custody of a prison inmate has been played in a New South Wales coroner court, and David Dungay, who is an Indigenous man, died a terrible death at the hands of prison guards, or in the presence of prison guards who didn't do enough to help him. Something to mention before I go, which makes me really sad, is that Israel is bombing Palestine. And also, they have closed the borders, so Palestinians are trapped in what is effectively a cage in Gaza. We'll go out, as always, with Give the Anarchist a Cigarette. Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of help. Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of help. Check out Subversion 1312 online. AutonomousActionRadio.com.
Facebook.com/SubAnarchyShow.
Cause that's as close as he's ever gonna get. Bobby just hasn't earned it yet. The times are changing, but he just forgets.
Anarchy_show on Twitter. And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au.
I think that violence can be even applied to the natural environment because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.
Social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then, more and more visibly, with more and more support until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion.